Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
April Beck with WAMI Community Action.
April, welcome. It's good to talk to you. And I know WAMI Community Action, especially with COVID-19 and everything, has a whole lot of different programs going on. But you've got some work you've been doing with, I think it's called the Housing Coalition work or something along that line. Tell me what you've been doing.
We have been establishing community housing coalitions in Avery, Mitchell, and Yancey counties. And the aim of our program is to reach low-income families to assist with home repair, rehabilitation, and case management needs that the family might have.
It is actually operating in all three counties. What's involved?
We received funding from the Amy Wellness Foundation, and that is why we are supporting Avery, Mitchell, and Yancey, although WAMI does cover Watauga as well. We are essentially trying to gather community partners to share the word and the fact that there are many people who are living in low income in these areas, a lot of people who are elderly, who are on fixed income, young families that are struggling to come up in life. And, you know, a lot of times when people have small home repair issues and they can't afford to really pay attention to that small issue at the time, that small issue can very quickly evolve into something much larger. And a lot of times, you know, when you have a large issue in your home, it's even more overwhelming. And those issues could be leaks in roof, plumbing concerns. And if there's a mold development or an air quality issue, those things affect people's health and well-being. And we are really trying to raise awareness for those folks who might need assistance in this area and to gather community members to rally partners together to take a stake in the folks who live in their counties and their neighborhoods and invest in the people who are close to them.
You said you had been looking for community partners. Now, who would the community partner be? Give us a few examples of who should be in that position or be ready to volunteer.
Okay. Some examples of our current community partners include we have county managers who have partnered with us, Department of Social Services, county commissioners, Northwest Regional Housing Authority. We have healthcare systems who have joined the coalition, such as Encompass Health. And really the contribution that agencies such as that might have is a flow of referrals back and forth. A lot of times, one of the largest trials that people face is learning how to navigate a system and understanding what services might be available to help with their unique situation. So those partnerships with the Community Housing Coalition are really essential to help meet the needs of the people who we're serving, and not only help with housing needs, but then if the family that we're providing support to needs some type of case management, if they need links to child care or home health services, we can help them to pursue the services that they need to help make their lives as full and successful as possible. Another type of partners that we are searching for are people from the faith organization, people who are passionate about housing and about the health and life equity of their neighbors, folks who might be able to contribute resources that they have, their time and their talents and their treasure, to actually get on the ground and go to a house and help provide work that might help this person's living situation to be more safe and healthy for them to live in. So if that's patching a roof or assisting in installing a ramp or making renovations to a bathroom to make the bathroom more accessible, then that's another level of partnership that we are hoping to develop.
The way things are going now, you are actually up and running. You've had some meetings. I take it there are folks out there that you are helping already and probably looking for more all the time, but you also still need partners to help you make everything keep turning.
That is absolutely correct. I will say that COVID-19 has not slowed us down. We have our second community housing coalition meetings scheduled in each county for next week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all at 5 p.m., and those are Zoom meetings. And we have been out keeping the roads hot, visiting people all throughout this region. At the upcoming community housing coalitions, I will be presenting approximately 5 cases to each county's meeting to talk about the specifics of households and what their needs are. We have cost evaluations to kind of put our brains together to figure out how we can pull our resources together to meet the needs of the home. I've been trying to organize volunteer efforts. We are really trying to get this off the ground. There is a very large need in this area. There are a lot of people who really rely on this help, both for their safety and for their health.
So if there are people who might be on either side of this, either a partner who might be able to either, you know, do some work or be involved in some way, or if there is someone listening who has not been in contact with your program, but they need help, is there a way for folks to get in touch with you guys both directions? What should they do if we have people listening in both those spots?
I'll state my name again. My name is April Beck, and I am the Community Housing Coordinator. And they can reach me by phone at 828-406-4705. And my email is also april@whammycommunityaction.org.
Once again, that contact information, the telephone number is 828-406-4705. You can also email april@whammycommunityaction.org. Of course, all one word, all lowercase on that email address. You'll be speaking with April Beck, and we appreciate April taking time to talk with us today about these community housing coalitions that are up and running in Mitchell, Yancey, and Avery counties. Again, April, thank you. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.